The people in the church know that this is a special anniversary year for us as a congregation. On the 10th of October this year is the 50th anniversary of the founding of this church. And look, it started in a gospel mission. You see the advertisements, the Lord's Day, the 22nd of August, and that was 1965. That might have been around the time Miss Gillespie was born, or maybe slightly after that time. But there was a tent that was put on just over Barrack Hill. You see the words there, old time gospel tent. And it's the word tent that I want you to see especially tonight. Tent campaign. Lasted for 6 weeks. The tent had to be extended. Some people here were actually, what do you see, boys and girls? If you were at that tent campaign, you put your hand up for us. Look, there are some folk that were at those tent meetings way back nearly 50 years ago. So all set up again. Look this way. Dr. Paisley, remember Dr. Paisley sadly passed away last September. He was born in this city. And he was the evangelist at those meetings when 107 people were converted. Now that's not the actual tent. We don't have any pictures of the actual tent or those meetings. And just to emphasize again, if you do have any pictures of that tent mission, we would like to have copies of them just for archive. But as to give you some idea, that's a tent that the church used for some meetings that were held out the Portadown Road a few years ago. But it was a similar sort of tent. Now there's a picture of Armagh in the year 1965. Just to give you some idea of what Armagh looked like away back then. Look, there's the mall. Plenty of trees around it. The Roman Catholic Cathedral and the Church of Ireland Cathedral. And do you see, if I can just pick it out for you, approximately there is where this church now stands. That's the 2-acre site that Mr. Paisley bought in the early part of 1965. And over here is where the tent mission was, just on Stuart's Hill, just over Barrack Hill on the Hamilton's Bond Road. So just to give you an idea of where the meetings were held away back then in 1965. And look, there's the actual advertisement for the first service. Lord's Day service, 10th of October, in the tent on Barrack Hill. And look, Dr. Paisley preached at the morning meeting, and the Reverend S.B. Cook, although he wasn't the minister here then, he preached at the night meeting. And that's the day the church was actually constituted. And it happened in the tent. The meetings weren't held in a building. The first meetings of this church were held in a tent. And look, there's a report. You see what it says down the bottom? Oh dear, let me go back. Wrong button. Down in this corner, the first service of the new congregation was held in the tent on Lord's Day, October the 10th at 11:30. Over 70 were in attendance. At the evening service, the congregation numbered 130. So the church started in a tent. Here's the first mention of a tent in the Bible. And Ada Bear Jabel, he was the father of such as dwell in tents and such as have cattle. So I want you to note that man's name, Ada Bear Jabel. He was the father. He was the first of all the peoples ever since that lived and dwelled in tents. Here's another story in the Bible. We were doing studies this winter in the life of Abraham. And Abraham dwelt in a tent. And this is when the Lord Jesus, an Old Testament appearance of the Lord Jesus, and two angels came from heaven. And they came to the tent where Abraham was sitting in the heat of the day, the hottest part. And Abraham bowed down before them. Here's the most famous tent in the Bible. You call it the tabernacle. It's what the children of Israel worshipped in Old Testament times. The name tabernacle actually means tent. And look, do you see all the tents all around it? That's where the children of Israel lived. Do you think you'd like to live in a tent all the time? Some of you live in a tent during the summer when you go on your holidays, but do you imagine all year having to live in a tent, and especially in the desert? And there probably was about 3 million of the children of Israel coming through the wilderness. You see this man here? That's the Apostle Paul. He was a tent maker. That was his profession. I don't think there'd be any tent makers here tonight. But that's how Paul made his living, by making tents. And Aquila and Priscilla are the other two people in the picture. They were Christians in the New Testament church. And the Bible says they were of the same trade or of the same occupation. Now, what I want to emphasize to you is this, boys and girls. The Bible teaches that we're like a tent. So that's why I put up a tent and I put up this picture of a family. The Bible says that you and I, our bodies especially, we're like a tent. Here's the verse. We know that of our earthly house, and it's talking about your body, our earthly house of this tabernacle. Remember, it said the word tabernacle in the Bible means tent. This tabernacle were dissolved, and that means we die and we pass away. You know what I'd like us to do? You've been reciting verses. We'll all say this verse together, okay? After two, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, what has happened to us? Right? We'll try that again. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were... So remember the truth. The Bible teaches that your body is like a tent. And I'm going to tell you some things about that. The art of living in a tent. Remember that people do actually live in tents. Maybe not so much in our country. You saw that the children of Israel did it in the ancient times. You think you'd like to live in that tent? Looks quite cozy, doesn't it? The coffee table and all inside. Look at this one with the beds. And you see the chimney coming up out of the side of it. Help to keep you warm in the winter. Look, who's these people living in tents? Do you recognize any of them? That's our young people camping out at Castle Dillon. We've been up there the last couple of summers. And they spent one night each summer, just one night, living in tents. Look at what Peter said. I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle. So you think about that. People live in tents. And I want you to know, we live in our bodies. We live inside this body of ours. You see, a person, they've got a body, they've got a soul, and some people think as well, we've got a spirit, body, soul, and spirit. But there's at least three parts to your being. And I want you to think about that tonight. You know, sometimes, boys and girls, we just think about the body. We never think about the spiritual. We never think about our soul. And it's your soul that dwells inside your body. And I want you to think about your soul tonight. You all know what this ship was, don't you? The Titanic, built in Belfast, sank just over 100 years ago. Listen now, this man was on the Titanic. He was a Baptist pastor from Glasgow called John Harper. And he drowned in the waters that night. But as he was drowning, he witnessed with his dying breath to the people all around him. And that's the question that he asked them. Is your soul saved? And as you think about your soul living inside your body, that's the question I want to ask you tonight. That's what I want you to think about. Is your soul saved? SOS, somebody's written it in the sand. What does SOS stand for? Save our souls. Do you know what I want you to pray tonight? Save my soul, Lord Jesus. You think of the story of Peter, and he was walking in the water, and he got his eyes of the Lord, and then he started to sink, and he cried out with those words, Lord, save me. And that's the prayer you need to offer. You don't have to pray a big, long prayer. If you mean it with all your heart, and you repent of your sin, and you cry out to the Lord, he'll save your soul. Here's a different type of tent, the big top. Who's been to the circus? I'm sure you all have. Isn't it nice? The circus moves by rail. Do you know what that reminds us, boys and girls? That tents actually move. You can move them from one place to another. Here's some unusual ways to move the tent. Just carry it up the road. But tents do move. Tents are a wee bit different from your house. You just couldn't lift your house and carry it up the road. Or if you don't like where you live now, you couldn't just lift your house and carry it to somewhere where you do like. You can't move your house like that, but you can move a tent. And you know, boys and girls, that reminds us, just, you see this body, this tent that we're living in, well, it's moving. And you know where it's moving towards? Moving towards eternity. And I want you to think about that. There's two spheres. One is time. We're in time now. But you know, we're all on a journey and we're heading towards eternity. And you need to think about eternity. Some of you maybe have this picture in your house, or maybe you've seen it when you've go to visit in somebody else's house. It's the picture of the two roads, the broad way and the narrow way. And you know, boys and girls, you're either on one of those roads tonight. You're on a journey and you're on a road. And that road is either taking you to heaven or it's taking you to hell. So I want you to think, which road are you on tonight? If you're saved, if you know the Lord Jesus, if he's come into your heart, you're on the narrow road and that leads to life. But if you're still unsaved, then you're still on the broad road. And the Bible says that takes you to destruction. There's the two destinations. Remember, your tent, your body's on a journey. It's on the move. It's heading towards eternity. And there's the two destinations, heaven or hell. And which of those you go to, remember, it's your choice. You have to decide. You have to decide whether you're going to get saved, whether you're going to turn from your sins, whether you're going to flee from the wrath that is to come. There's two great questions. Where will you spend eternity? And think of it, what time is it? And the Bible says for you, it is time to seek the Lord. Do you know why it's time to seek the Lord, boys and girls? I'll tell you one reason. There's lots could be given, because we don't know when we're going to go out into eternity. We just don't know when we're going to be called from this scene of time. So you live in a tent, and we live in our bodies, and tents move, and we're moving, we're on a journey. And I want you to think about this as well. The tent will come down. Does not always happen. At the end of the holidays, you have to take the tent down and you have to pack it all up again. This is the workers taking the tent down in Kitty. We had a gospel mission. Three churches, Tullyvale and Market Hill, and ourselves together at the end of last summer. And this is the tent coming down. So the tent always has to be dismantled whenever the meetings or whenever the holiday is over. Remember our text that we said, we know that of our earthly house, of this tabernacle, we're dissolved. That's talking about taking the tent down, boys and girls. And look what Peter said, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle. And you know what that's talking about, boys and girls, the tent coming down. It's a reminder of death. The fact that we're all going to die. And I want to emphasize that to you tonight. We're not going to be here. We're not going to be on this earth forever. And the Bible says if we are wise, that we'll think about death. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. And I want you to ponder that question. Am I ready to die? When people think about getting ready to die, they think about making their will. Is my will complete? Does my family know where I keep important documents? Who will care for my dog? Is that really a priority when you're thinking about dying? But you know, boys and girls, all of these things are important. It's good to make a will. And it's good to sort out all these things with your family. But here's the most important question. When you're thinking about dying, and when you know that you're going to leave this world, are you saved? And I want you to think about that tonight. At the end of this season, and all of you boys and girls and young people, you faithfully heard the message of the gospel and the word of God. Wasn't it great the emphasis there was tonight on the scriptures? So many scriptures that have been learnt and recited to us tonight. And in all those messages that you have had through the season, you have been told the gospel. And it has been stressed to you that you need to be saved by asking the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Saviour. And we do want the season to end and this meeting to end without you thinking about that. Are you saved? Because that's the only way, boys and girls, to be ready for death and eternity. Next Sunday is, what day is it? Easter Sunday. And we remember the death of the Lord Jesus. Remember, he died on a cross on Calvary's hill, and on either side there were two thieves that were crucified with him. And I want you to think about the death of the Lord Jesus just as we come near the end of our meeting tonight. You think about the death of the Lord Jesus. And remember the verse that's found in Isaiah. Some of you know it and have learned it. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The Lord Jesus died in your place. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And he died in your place. He died bearing your punishment. He died so that he could obtain eternal salvation for you. But you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead. This is the tomb in Jerusalem. See it? The door. Those that visit in Israel are actually able to go through that door and look into the tomb and see that it is empty, that he conquered death. And that's the words that's written on the door. He is not here, for he is risen. And that's a great blessing. You know, when we think about the death of Christ, you see this table over here? This is the communion table. And we sit regularly around that table. And it says on it, this do in remembrance of me. And we remember the death of the Lord Jesus. But here's an important distinction, boys and girls. Even though we remember his death, we don't remember a dead Christ. Because remember, he's not dead now. He rose again from the dead. And I want you to understand that he rose again. He died and rose again so that you could have, you see those two words there? Eternal life. And you get it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now you just think about that for a minute. Imagine being able to live forever, that you would never die. And that's the great blessing the Lord Jesus wants to give to you. If you do get saved, if you get ready for eternity, then he will give to you life that is unending. And you know where that will be? It will be in heaven with him for all eternity. The Bible says that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. The Lord Jesus has gone to prepare a place. That's what he's doing up in heaven. Heaven's a real place. Do you know where it is? It's somewhere way up there. There's three heavens, you know. The first one's where the birds are. The second one's where the stars are. And then the third one, that's where God is. Paul talked about being caught up into the third heaven. And if you get saved and you ask him into your heart to be your savior, when your life is over and your tent goes down, your tent is dissolved, then what will happen is you'll go up to heaven and you'll go to be with the Lord Jesus forevermore. So you see this summertime, boys and girls, whenever you're camping, try and remember some of these things that we've emphasized. Remember this church, the first meetings of this church nearly 50 years ago, they were in a tent just over Stuart's Hill. And I showed you on the map or on the picture where the tent was. But you remember that you're like a tent. The body liken, or the Bible likens our bodies to a tent. And when you're in the tent, you think of some of the things that I said to you tonight. And especially the gospel message, the gospel application that's associated with those things. And remember that the earthly house of this tabernacle, one day it's going to be dissolved. It's going to be taken down. One day we're going to die. And the greatest thing for you in this life is to be sure you're going to heaven. And the only way that you can know that is if Jesus Christ is your Savior. You've done really well. Listen very well, and I appreciate that. That's a great help and encouragement to me. Right.